Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Beginner English podcast. We are so happy to have you join us today.
It's great to be back with you all. Today, we're talking about something everyone loves, good food. But not just any food. We're going to share some amazing ideas for budget-friendly meals that taste fantastic.
Yes, budget-friendly means cheap. That's right, because who doesn't want to eat delicious food without spending all their money? My wallet definitely needs a break sometimes.
Oh, mine too, Chris. Maybe your wallet needs a break too, our dear listeners. So get ready to learn how to cook smart, eat well, and save money.
Our first tip for budget meals is all about smart shopping. It starts even before you go to the store, believe it or not.
Exactly. The very first step is to always make a shopping list. Before you leave your house, look in your kitchen first. What food do you have already?
What do you need to buy? This simple step helps you a lot. It stops you from buying things you do not need or things you already have at home.
And when you are at the store, look for sales. Many stores have special prices each week. You can save a lot of money just by checking the sales flyers.
Also, try to buy food that is in season. This means fruits and vegetables are cheaper when it's their time to grow naturally.
Exactly. For example, tomatoes in summer are often much cheaper than in winter, because in summer, many tomatoes grow easily, so there are more to sell.
And don't forget to buy staple foods. These are foods you always need, like rice, pasta, or beans. They are often very cheap and last a long time in your kitchen.
A big bag of rice is usually cheaper per portion than many small bags. Buying larger packs of these basic items can really help your budget.
Now, let's talk about some specific ingredients that are super cheap, but also super tasty and can make many different meals. These are your budget superheroes.
First, beans and lentils. You can buy them dried or in a can. They are full of protein, which is very good for your body.
They are very cheap, too. You can add them to soups, salads, or make a chili. They are very filling, so you feel full and happy after eating them.
A very simple meal is rice with black beans and some vegetables, like corn or bell peppers. It is very easy to make and very cheap.
Next, eggs and potatoes. Eggs are a fantastic source of protein. You can cook eggs for breakfast, lunch, or even dinner.
You can make an omelet with some vegetables or scrambled eggs, or just boil them and eat them as a quick snack. They are so versatile.
Potatoes are also very versatile. You can bake them in the oven, boil them, or make simple mashed potatoes. Just add some butter and salt, and it's delicious.
And, of course, pasta and rice. These are classic budget ingredients. With pasta, you can make so many different dishes.
A simple tomato sauce for pasta is very cheap to make from canned tomatoes. You can add some onion and garlic for more flavor.
Rice can be a side dish or the main part of a meal, like a fried rice with some cheap vegetables and an egg. It's a full meal on a budget.
So, you have your cheap ingredients. How do you make them taste amazing without spending more money? The secret is often in spices.
You don't need many expensive ingredients if you have basic spices like salt, pepper, garlic powder, onion powder, and maybe some dried herbs like oregano. They add so much flavor.
Just a little garlic and onion powder can make a simple bean soup taste wonderful, like it's from a fancy restaurant. They transform plain food.
Another great tip is batch cooking. This means cooking a big amount of food one time and then eating it for a few days.
For example, make a big pot of soup or chili. It saves time because you only cook once, and it also saves money because you use all your ingredients and don't waste food.
Make a large pasta sauce on Sunday and eat it for Monday and Tuesday. This way, you don't have to cook every single night.
And don't forget leftovers. If you cook more, you have food for the next day. This means you don't need to buy lunch at work or another meal outside.
It's great for your budget and saves time, too. Leftovers are your friend when you're trying to save money.
So, to recap our budget-friendly cooking tips, make a list before you shop, always. Buy cheap staple ingredients like beans, eggs, pasta, and rice.
And use simple spices like garlic and onion powder to add lots of flavor. And remember to cook bigger portions for leftovers and batch cooking.
Eating well on a budget is totally possible. It just takes a little planning and smart choices when you shop and cook.
Thank you so much for joining us today on our Beginner English podcast. We hope these tips help you cook up some delicious and affordable meals.
Yes, we hope you feel inspired to try some new budget-friendly recipes. See you next time.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.